This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The halachic topic we're discussing tonight is scheduling elective surgery before Shabbos. It's connected to this week's Sedra because Vayakel begins, Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, the next pasuk, Sheshes yomim te'ose melocha, v'vayom ha'shvi yin lochem kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Hashem, kol ha'ose b'nei melocha yumos. So the beginning of Vayakel talks about Shabbos. It's an interesting Shabbos topic. Are you allowed to schedule non-pikuach nefesh surgery before Shabbos? So let's begin. The starting point, interestingly, is a Gemara in Shabbos, because there is no explicit Gemara or indeed Shulchan Aruch which raised the issue of elective surgery, choosing to have non-urgent emergency before Shabbos. However, people refer to the Gemara, which talks about the question of embarking on a sea journey close to Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, this is paragraph 2, if you've got the handout, paragraph 2. The Gemara says, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golkrit@gmail.com and I will happily send you the handout. Ton Rabon, Ein Mafligin Besvina Pachas Mishleish Yom Kedin Shabbos. You're not allowed to embark on a sea journey within 3 days of Shabbos. Now, the Gemara doesn't say what the problem is. Rashi is silent. What is the problem of embarking on a sea voyage 3 days before Shabbos? So the Rif gives, there are many reasons given in the Rishonim, but perhaps the most two famous reasons are the Rif and the Baal HaMa'or. The Rif in the next box says, the reason why you can't take a sea voyage 3 days close to Shabbos is Mishum Bittel Mitzvahs Oneg Shabbos. Because you're not going to enjoy Shabbos. You're not going to enjoy the Oneg Shabbos. The boat, the ship is going to rock. You're going to get seasick. And therefore, if you embark on a sea journey 3 days before Shabbos, it's likely that come Shabbos, you won't be able to enjoy Shabbos, and therefore it will disturb your Oneg Shabbos. The Baal HaMa'or gives another reason. We're talking about going on a sea voyage. We're not talking about cruise liners nowadays. We're talking about some sort of precarious type of sea voyage. And 3 days before Shabbos, Kamei Shabbos Mikra. It's considered part of Shabbos. In the same way that 3 days after Shabbos is considered part of Shabbos, to the extent, for example, that you can make Havdalah. If a person, for whatever reason, couldn't make Havdalah, you can make Havdalah on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. Well, so too, 3 days before Shabbos is already considered part of Shabbos. It's a machlokas, by the way, when the 3 days start. We take on, the Magen Avraham and others take on, it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The Vilna Gaon says, actually, Shabbos is included, and it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. But either way, 3 days before Shabbos is sort of has a tam of Shabbos this morning, Wednesday morning. In the Shir Shel Yom, we end the Shir Shel Yom by saying L'chun Ra'anana. That's the last pasuk. You're already getting, you can start feeling Shabbos already. So says the Baal HaMa'or, V'nira kamas nelidchus es haShabbos. Because 3 days in the run-up to Shabbos, you're embarking on a sea voyage, then it's likely you're going to put yourself into a situation of pikuach nefesh, and therefore it's likely that you're going to have to break Shabbos. And therefore, when you go on a sea voyage, you should go at the beginning of the week. But going close to Shabbos, you're putting yourself in a situation where it's likely you're going to be forced to break Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. Even though, of course, Pikuach Nefesh, not only can you, but you must break Shabbos. But you shouldn't put yourself in a situation close to Shabbos, in the run-up to Shabbos, where you're going to have to be forced to break Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh. Okay, so that's the Rif and that's the Baal HaMa'or. Just by the way, of course, it goes without saying that, let's come to that in a second. So what emerges from this Gemara is you're not allowed to go on a sea voyage 3 days before Shabbos. Now, the reality is, the truth is, that it's anything, says the Baal HaMa'or, doing any act, any activity which could lead to Pikuach Nefesh, which could lead to Chil Shabbos, one should avoid doing close to Shabbos. And therefore, the question arises, what if a person has to have some sort of non-urgent surgery? Are you allowed to schedule that on a Thursday or on a Friday? because it's quite likely that if you're in a hospital sort of situation, that there will involve a form of Chil Shabbos, whatever form that might take. Now, if it's Pikuach Nefesh, there's nothing to discuss. Yeah, the halacha is very clear that not only can you break Shabbos, but you must break Shabbos. The Gemara says that Hashayel Harizem Maguna, the Shulchan Aruch brings it, that a person who even asks the Shaila, are you allowed to break Shabbos? That's wrong. He's Maguna, he's despicable. Don't ask. When it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you've got to do it. V'chai Bohem, whatever the sources are. Not only that, even a Sofik Pikuach Nefesh. The Yerushalmi, interestingly, says, not the Hashayel Harizem Maguna, but Hanishal Harizem Maguna, i.e., the Rav, if you go knock on the Rav's door and say, can I be Michal Shabbos? Can I drive my wife into hospital because she's about to give birth? Or there's a person, Rechon Islam, has had a heart attack. Can I call Hatzalah? So the Anishal, the Rav who is asked the question is Maguna. What did he do wrong? The answer is, his responsibility was to educate his community that Chil Shabbos, you've got to do it. The Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. But we're not talking about a Pikuach Nefesh situation. We're talking about a non Pikuach Nefesh situation, an elective surgery. So, for example, a person needs, let's say he needs to have a knee replaced, the knee replacement, or for example, he needs to have laser eye surgery. Now, these are all, you know, obviously there's a need for it, but you can choose, you know, it's not pressing. It can be, you know, in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and many people will schedule it. You know, they don't want it, they want it after their grandson's bar mitzvah, and not too close to Pesach, and whatever other factors there may be. But are you allowed to schedule it on a 3 days, on a Thursday or Friday, for example, leading up to Pesach? So, take a look at the the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, the famous Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa of Noiva, the classic Sefer on Shabbos. He says the following, in Perek Lamed Beis, Ois Lamed Gimel, if you take a look at that box, it says the following, Miyom Dalet B'Shavua, from Wednesday onwards, we're Machmir, and of course, Wednesday means already from Tuesday nights, from a Jewish point of view. You can't engage in an activity which could result in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and therefore you might come to break Shabbos. And therefore, if there is a need for some sort of operation which is not urgent, which is not life-threatening, a light operation, imrak efsha hadova, if it's possible, yesh lekayve lereishis hashavua, you should try and schedule it for the beginning of the week. Shema yitzdarchu lechal Shabbos l'shem tippel achrei hanituach, because otherwise you might put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to mechal Shabbos post the operation. Ach, but the eved, however, but the eved after the fact, if for whatever reason you didn't schedule it and you did it on a Thursday or Friday and you need to, you know, it's be Mechal Shabbos for medical purposes, then if there's a sakona involved, then of course you need to break Shabbos. Now, two interesting footnotes. What if the following situation? Let's say you're going to have some sort of, let's say a knee surgery, and it's important to have it done, but it's not urgent. And you try and schedule it for the 3 days before Shabbos. And you go to your surgeon, and the doctor tells you that he only operates on a Thursday. Sorry, you try to schedule it for the beginning of the week. And he tells you that he can only operate on a Thursday or a Friday morning. So what to do then? Do you have to find another doctor? So the Shulchan Aruch, in footnote, Sadi Test, at the bottom of the page, he says, Shamaiti Mahagban Roshlem Mezam Orbach. This is with Neuwert speaking. I heard from the great Roshlem Mezam Orbach, if the only days when the doctor works or does surgery is late in the week on a Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, then if that's the only day he can operate, then schedule it on a Wednesday, Thursday, or a Friday. Because there is obviously a pressing need for it, and therefore you don't have to delay the operation, you can do it. But if possible, you should schedule it the beginning of the week. And another interesting horror in footnote Kuf, what about a lady who is pregnant and she's gone past her due date? Now, can you derive from all of this that it's better that she shouldn't be induced, that she should wait until after Shabbos, Sunday or Monday? Says footnote Kuf, the ein lilmoid mikan al mu'uberes Shemolu Chodshe Heryoin of a Yolda Adayin. Don't learn, don't derive from the above that a woman who's gone past her due date, Kivada Mutala Hazrib Lazrikais, but Aflasis Law in Puzio La Hosha Saleda, you can induce her, you can do whatever you need to induce her to bring on the neighbor. Afa Pisha Yitokin Shalide Kain Teleba Shabbos, even though, let's say it's a Friday morning and you want to induce her, which it could well, you know, the labor could well run into Shabbos, that's not a problem. If there's any sakana for the fetus, or indeed for the mother, then there's no shaila whatsoever, and you are allowed to do that. So what emerges from this discussion is something which not everyone is aware of, namely doing an activity close to Shabbos, even 3 days in the run-up to Shabbos, which could lead to Chilul Shabbos, should be avoided. What's the connection to this week's parasha? Because the beginning of Parashas Vayakhel deals with Shabbos, and the source for this, there's no direct source for this other than a Gemara in Shabbos Yutes Amad Aleph, and the Gemara Shabbos Yutes says, "Ein mafligin b'svin apachas mishleish yodim from the Shabbos." Different Rishonim give different reasons for this. The Rif says it might disturb your Einik Shabbos. The Bar Hamar says because it could lead to a situation where you're going to have to be forced to break Shabbos, and that should be avoided. The Shulchan Aruch, however, quoting the Gemara from Shabbos, does give a few other exceptions. Number one, Ledvar Mitzvah is allowed. So therefore, for example, setting sail to Eretz Yisrael, going to Eretz Yisrael is considered a mitzvah, or Bikur Cholim, or going to visit your Rebbe, whatever example of mitzvah there may be, that would be allowed, and therefore you could go even within 3 days of Shabbos. Another example is a Derech Muot, the Ramah talks about, based on this Gemara in Shabbos. If it's a short trip, then it's not really a problem. So for example, if a person is in the South Coast and you want to take a ferry from Bournemouth to the Isle of Wight, that's a half an hour ferry ride, that's not a problem. Because that's, you can easily get there and back on a Friday. So there, if there, the remote does finish by saying if there's a minute not to do it, there's not to do it. But Lamaisa, it's a short ride and the Derech Muot is not caught by this halacha. But generally speaking, taking a sea voyage 3 days before Shabbos in day, would be a problem. By the way, a cruise liner ship, taking a cruise could be a little bit different because for the reasons said, they could not, they probably won't apply. For example, seasickness, the big cruise ships, they've got stabilizers. They're not going to rock like a rowing boat crossing the Atlantic. And so too, the likelihood of being Mechal Shabbos, of encountering pirates or killing sharks on the way or whatever other Chil Shabbos you can think of, hopefully that wouldn't happen on your regular cruise. But the point is that this is a source for the situation regarding elective surgery. But as we saw in the Shemir Shabbos Kilchasa, although one should try and schedule it for the beginning of the week, if that is not possible, then it's allowed. And certainly if the surgeon only operates on a Thursday, Friday, then that would also be okay. And the lady who goes post her term date, then you do not have to delay things. If there's any sakana whatsoever, then of course you could induce her, even if it means that bringing on a labor which could well fall on Shabbos, that is not a problem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.